Greetings, this is James Gilman with As You Wish Talk Radio, also on SETI Stargate. We're simulcasting. We aren't on YouTube right now because of the strikes, but you can always check us out on Rumble, or it'll be posted on Telegram and VMO, and all the links are up. So check that out. A lot going on right now. Kazakhstan and some of these other countries are just full-blown, you know, going into rioting. It's like global rioting against these vax cards and mandates and everything else. So you're not going to hear it on the news, but we're going to talk about it today a little bit. I'm going to read this last newsletter. We add a lot to it. I thought it's important to get this out because it's entitled Division and Chaos. And it was December 21st to January 7th. And we just went through, especially the past few days, intense energy. And I'm going to talk about that. And a lot of people were just you know, laid out. They had headaches, nausea, dizziness, and everything. And I'll explain to you what's going on about that to help you understand it. But I'm going to jump into it because we have a long newsletter, and then I want to get into questions and to talk about this. So anyway, you know, these are not the kind of newsletters, you know, I enjoy writing, but it'll help people understand that and depersonalize what is unfolding. So there's massive influxes of energy, you know, coming in from various sources. The sun, other galaxies, higher dimensions are all working together. The fluctuations in the Schumann resonance are undeniable, with massive spikes is a good example. And we have a picture of that will pop up. You know, we just had an extreme cosmic ray alert, and it's the highest alert for cardiac, psychiatric, and autoimmune patients. High risk for cognitive issues, which explains our president. And emotional instability, migraines, and seizures. Maybe he might be stepped down. Who knows? But anyway, these do affect us. We have to realize these spikes, these energy spikes, have serious consequences. So pay attention to the solar, you know, sites and the cosmic energies coming in, and, you know, the flares and coronal mass ejections. So and the Schumann resonance. Just pay attention to those and you'll know what's going on. So the higher dimensions work along with these natural cycles, knowing when it's best time for them to act on our behalf. These energies enter our system. They amplify and accelerate everything, creating chaos, exposing the dark side in ourselves, the external world. Everything comes to the surface. So, you know, we have to own our dark side, or it will be used against us, or as an opening to influences or possessions. And that's happening on a huge scale right now. And if we don't own our dark side, if we don't have a strong foundation, you know, in whatever you want to call it, Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness, Mary consciousness, Kuan Yin consciousness, whatever, if we don't have that higher conscious, a good foundation, we're going to get, you know, hit by this stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of information coming out about the cabal surrendering and the unseen negative influences, ETs and other beings being removed. It's a work in process. Different aspects of the cabal continue to surface along with well-hidden regenerate ETs. This includes gray reptilian hybrids. That's a major problem right now. And they're the ones using the AI. And so you got regenerate ET hybrids and people who become empty vessels for them to enter. So that, along with the AI, is a serious problem right now. I think one of our biggest problems is the hybrids and the AI that are popping up. And that is being taken care of. But, you know, we are undergoing a multidimensional temporal war or planetary liberation, and it's part of the process. So when these regenerate entities do surface, they're being dealt with by masters seen and unseen, spiritually advanced ETs, often consisting of our ancient ancestors, which again is a work in process. Although the removal process is mostly completed, the earthbound negativity is harder to address because it falls under a different category. You know, people call it non-intervention, and some refer to as the, you know, prime directive and other things. But the earthbound cleanup, in most cases, has to be done by the Earth Alliance, you know, and the White Hats, and there's still a lot of assistance helping them with the process. But anyway, the social engineering and cognitive dissonance of the masses was underestimated, along with the depth of infiltration. Unfortunately, it will take some real hard lessons to shake many of the socially engineered out of their denial. And that's what we're seeing. I mean, they're going to have some really hard lessons because they're just not getting it. And just a second. I spoke earlier about some psychologists that did these surveys, and they found out that less than 20% have the critical thinking capability to use discernment and not follow whatever any authority tells them. So, and that is the big problem right now. So most believe their governments are serving them when in fact, you know, it's not been their government for quite some time. And that's what people are finding out now. You know, we keep going to these agencies and enforcements to get, you know, some satisfaction or some justice. And it's the just us system right now, but that's changing because the masses are rising. So it's important to realize with some of this, you know, part, you know, with some people, it's part of their eternal soul's plan and cannot be interfered with. And they chose this path, and they have the opportunity to either wake up and do what's right, or they're going to continue and have an experience and then get back on the wheel and do it again and again until they figure it out. But I like this part. It says, in their light review, they'll ask, how did this happen? You know, and a being of light will answer, we sent many messengers. You dismissed them and called them nutters, conspiracy theorists. You know, so basically, you know, those conspiracy theories are turning out to be conspiracy facts, and it's all unfolding. It's all coming out. So this denial is what allowed this evil to flourish, along with the lack of integrity and people intellectually reasoning what they know in their hearts to be wrong actions. And so people, well, I have a family to feed, or I have this job, or I have bills to pay. And they have all these reasons for doing things that are not in humanity or Earth's highest and best good. And that's not going to cut it. You know, there will be accountability in the future. So, you know, the entities that are already trespassing, unseen negative influences, regenerate ETs, et cetera, can and are being dealt with. They have lost all rights due to breaking universal law. So the ones that are trespassing, we teach people how to clear these energies, move these energies, and go to the eSETI site, you know, healing negative influences. And you can do this yourself and do it with others. But anyway, free will must be honored. That is why you're still seeing heinous acts like, you know, directed energy weapons being used, fires in the middle of winter in frozen snow-covered mountains, steel melting, which is impossible under normal conditions, you know, a stepping up in the chemtrails, psychotronics, and other actions to silence the awakened and the awakening. So there are lockdowns, masks, and vaccine mandates, extreme population control measures. This will persist until the people awaken, rise, and resist. You know, that's just the way we need to take care of this. You know, it's personal responsibility. So this is all well underway with the mass global protests. You know, although the mainstream and social media are ignoring it, you know, a big shout out to the people demonstrating in Seattle. You know, they're voting on a Washington COVID detainment emergency, which is a farce. You know, the tests are a farce, and you'll test positive even when you don't show up for the test. They'll send you a notice saying, you know, that's happened to people and they're posting on the net. And one positive test category says COVID-19 positive. When you look up the category, in truth, it is the common cold. And Omicron is less severe than the common cold, despite the fear propaganda. And whatever happened to the cold and flu season, you know, it disappeared to sell more vaccines. This is base logic, folks, you know. It's you don't even see commercials about the cold or flu seasons anymore. So anyway, these things have been, you know, this witch's brew has some of it's been in the previous vaccines, the flu vaccines, and now it's in the new COVID vaccines, but it's like on steroids. So anyway, you know, I've always stayed away from them, but that's my personal choice. You know, I'm not practicing medicine here. So anyway, far too many people are still participating in these draconian measures willingly or in ignorance and lack the courage and integrity to stop participating. And again, this is why the harsh lessons continue. You know, many want God or the benevolent ETs to swoop down and end it all. they have intervened on those who have been trespassing dimensionally, yet it's not their job to interfere in choice, action, reaction, and gaining the wisdom from experiences, good or bad, which is how we evolve. So especially if they were never invited to the party, you know, most people don't even know they exist. So, you know, we need to ask for divine intervention and, you know, whatever form fits your beliefs, be it God, creator, great spirit, or whatever spiritually advanced beings in service to creator, you know, you can call on Jesus or Yeshua ben Joseph, which is his real name, Babaji, Buddha, Mary, Kuan Yin. You know, there's a host of masters waiting for the invite, as well as spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. And so there are so many dimensions involved in this and higher dimensional beings. It's so massive what's happening right now. And the source itself, along with these higher dimensions, are pressing in on the earth. And you know, and that's what we're feeling. Everything is up. Our stuff's up. The world's stuff is up. You know, we have to shift with these changes. So anyway, in order to deal with these energies here on Earth, one has to have a firm foundation in universal law or spiritual law. Universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all is the foundation. Another law is one cannot take from another what is not yours or keep what is theirs. Karma will be accelerated considering this law, and what was taken from the people will return to the people. That this is all being accelerated. You can't get away from it. You're going to see the people that made billions are going to lose all of it. So anyway, competition as well as, you know, it only has merit in a false identity of being separate. So all these actions have this weird false identity attached to them of being separate. You know, it was said when you're walking in love, you're walking with God. You know, that's pretty basic. You know, if you're not coming from love, something else is steering your vessel. You know, but it's also said being a Christ or a Buddha doesn't mean being a doormat. So, you know, love God, love humanity. You know, the love of the children sometimes demands, you know, action, basically. So, you know, these vax mandates are death lotteries, basically. You know, if you play enough, you'll win, you know. So there are at least three different batches. The boosters boost you up in the lottery, you know. So if you want to keep playing that game, have fun with that. You will lose eventually. And there's a lot of real science behind that. So the driving force behind these draconian measures is a satanic Luciferian death cult, period. End of story. Billionaire eugenicists belong to this club. They own the United Nations, accounts on foreign relations, mainstream media, social media, control the WHO, the CDC, and the NIH. Fauci and company, the original funders and creators of the bioweapon called COVID and the experimental gene therapies. So, you know, they mistakenly call these vaccines. These are experimental gene therapies. They are not vaccines. And, you know, nobody can force you to take these because they're experimental, period. You know, that's the rest is just nonsense. You know, recent documents have proven they knew of the adverse reactions, the crippling effects, strokes, heart attacks, deaths, and engage in extreme censorship and disinformation, you know, in order to make billions and fulfill their, you know, depopulation agenda. This is all coming out. And, you know, the Nuremberg trials, we'll talk about that. You know, this has been spelled out in their own words redundantly, yet the socially engineered, critically thinking, research-impaired masses are marching lockstep along with bought and paid for politicians from the top on down, to bribing school boards, you know, to carry out these heinous draconian measures. You know, God bless the parents that are taking a stand. We need to get behind them and support them. We need to go to these school board meetings and ask them, do you have a vested interest in this? You know, has there been, you know, this Project CARE? Have they given you, you know, millions of dollars to support the vaccine and mask mandates? And if they say yes, then they have to recuse themselves. You know, they have to get out of there. And we were talking earlier about how an audit, you know, basically when you find the people that are really pushing these mandates, we need to do an audit. And the first thing we need to ask is, have they accepted any money from China? Have they accepted any money from Soros or any of his agencies? You know, have they accepted any money, you know, from this Project CARE, which is another program to, you know, bribe people into pushing the mandates. And, you know, politicians are heavily invested in this. Governors are heavily invested in the vaccine companies. We need to ask these questions, and they need to recuse themselves, or they need to be taken, you know, out of the equation, because they cannot be unbiased in any decisions they make concerning this. So anyway, let's get back to the division game. If the creator is omnipresent in all creation, who are you competing with? An act against another, you know, factoring in omnipresence is an act against the creator within all creation, an act against yourself, and an act against universal law. So, you know, the gossip, the trespassing, or speaking for others, you know, gets into a very gray area. This goes back to Byron Katie's work about the three kinds of business: your business, other people's business, and God's business. Other people's business is God's business, you know. So all will reveal itself in the days to come, with or without us. You know, this is all going to surface. So let me take a drink here. So anyway, I want you to think about how much energy would be conserved if one got on with their own business, you know, with their own unique soul purpose. What if all that energy was not expended on other people's business? You know, we can self-righteously defend stepping into other people's business, but, you know, is this aligned with spirit? You know, is it really our job? You know, is it affecting us personally? You know, is there a belief in victims, you know, or our own victim patterns drawing us into these never-ending dramas? You know, how can we see things clearly if we're not clear? You know, do we have chinks in our armor, our own unhealed wounds, traumas, wrong conclusions from past experiences drawn us into these undesirable experiences? You know, I'm going to tell you a story, and a lot of people read this and they love this story. And this would kind of help people understand. And so basically, I'm using a little girl. I could use a boy. I could use a gender neutral binary person if necessary. But I'm not, you know, so we're going to say there was a little girl, yeah, and she loved everyone, trusted everyone, loved nature. You know, as she grew in her years, she projected those same values on others. She did not lie. She did not deceive. She would never take advantage of, betray, or harm anyone. And so as she grew up, she was lied to, deceived, taken advantage of, betrayed, and other trespasses were made upon her. Though she saw the best in everyone, not everyone had the same values and ideals. She had two options: live in fear, be a victim, wanting revenge, or release the past, gain the wisdom from the experience, and get back to her true nature. On the path to getting back to her true nature, she was confronted by all the other confused, angry, fearful, and controlling people, spirits, seen and unseen, doing everything they could to dissuade her from her own awakening and healing, you know. So if she was successful, it meant those interfering had to own their wounds and traumas and their beliefs they projected on others. Their world as they know it would end. And this is what is unfolding. These negative influencers are multidimensional, and we need a good foundation to move through them unaffected. And we need to forgive the past, release the past, and heal those chinks in our armors, and not — these are doorways for these unseen influences to come in. And as I said further earlier, these gray reptilian hybrids, they're scaly grays, you might say, and the AI right now are using these chinks and armor to affect people. And they're affecting people. And I've been watching people just fall right and left, you know, because they haven't, you know, done their own healing. But I'm going to go back to the story, but it says that little girl, as she aged and gained the wisdom, now knows there is a dark side. She knows how to navigate it, set boundaries, and maintain her center while everyone else is stepping out of theirs. She realizes trust is earned and not to be given freely to those who've not earned it. The innocence has turned into wisdom. She's no longer a victim, and she is navigating the chaos from the heart. So again, the heart is just another thing for making your own personal God, creator, great spirit connection. And you move from the heart and you move from love. And sometimes love demands action. And sometimes we do need to, you know, protect the children and call things out as they are, you know, protect our families. You know, so anyway, you know, not everybody's going to win this battle. You know, many will rise to the top yet fail because they underestimated the dark side, which knew exactly where the chinks in their armor are and how to use their unhealed patterns against them. The dark side knew their fears, what angers them, their denials, guilt, even how to use their own compassion for others against them. You know, their own empathy and compassion, they actually use these, you know. So people that are over-subjective get nailed by these energies. So you got to find an objective balance. You got to shift into objectivity when you're getting hit by these energies and send clearing or healing energy. So anyway, the dark side knows your weaknesses, your desires, what many call needs. It will challenge each one of these to find a way in, you know, to take the will and determine your fate and destiny. It hides in the emptiness of unfulfilled desires, beliefs in the external to provide your love, joy, happiness, safety, abundance, etc. You know, all this needs to be found from within. So going within keeps you. The dark side will say, I can protect you. I will teach you how to do the same thing to others tenfold what they did to you. You'll have power over others. No one will ever harm you again. They'll promise fame, fortune, flatter you. Just turn your life over to them. The big question is just who is them and who do they answer to? Of course, all this comes with a price. So that price has been paid again and again with top people in the various fields who started out with high ideals and are now trapped within a system that serves ungodly masters. Over the years, we've watched people rise and only fall in various communities. We have watched the shift from ego to spiritual ego, followed by narcissistic behavior. The last step in this downward spiral is possession by darker forces. You know, a good foundation with humility, learning to become the observer with loving detachment, you know, are necessary to avoid these pitfalls. Love has always been the ultimate power, along with service to others. When we ignore the basics, stop coming from love and service, we shift from empowering others to competition, overpowering others, againstness, and divide ourselves from the whole. Yes, I know againstness is not a word, yet it will be in the future. So I make up my own words. you have a problem with that, get over it. The most powerful method of leadership is to go within, make your own personal God, creator, great spirit, and lead yourself from the heart. You know, I want to stress that the most powerful method of leadership is to go within, make your own personal God, creator, great spirit, and lead yourself from the heart. Lead yourself from the heart. The soul rests in the heart, and your soul is connected to the source. So we have to use discernment concerning any channeled messages from others. Drop into the heart. Feel the message. Is it empowering? Does it align with universal law? Is it beneficial? You know, many jump from one channel to another, distracted by the next shiny object, always looking outside themselves for truth. You know, the more outrageous the information, the more followers. Yet we cannot ignore the basics. Ignoring the basics is why we have so much division. Our last hurdle will be very challenging. You know, there are ancient ones, some called the Dijen, you know, serpent beings, the royal reptilians, which have remained well hidden. They are extremely powerful entities. You know, few are trained in dealing with them, and many beautiful beings have succumbed to them. And there's still the Gray Alliance intrusions now and then, you know, whereas most of the reptilian native grays have been removed, some pop up, you know, now and then. It's like a multidimensional game of whack-a-mole, you know. So we also have reptilian gray hybrids. We talked about earlier, occupying high levels of power along with their AI, which is a major problem. It was taken down once, but it's trying to come back. And then there are humans that are empty vessels, allowing these negative entities to enter their bodies. On a lower level, we have discarnate humans still trapped in the astral world or fourth dimension, trying to work out unfinished business, addictions, et cetera, vicariously through incarnate humans. You know, at the 3D earth level, you know, of power over others are the controllers, the ones behind the mandates, the disempowering agendas. They're the war and disease profiteers, often referred to as the Illuminati or Cabal. And their God revels in the abject poverty, pain, suffering, and death. They will create as much division as possible, topple leaders in the awakening healing community. As long as the social engineered, critically thinking, research impaired, morally challenged people do their bidding, they will continue. The good news is none of this negativity is frequency specific to the ascension process. You know, it's well underway. This brings us back to not depending on external sources, creating a strong spiritual foundation, making your own personal God, creator, great spirit connection. I can't say that enough. Establish and trust in your own inner guidance. That first impression, that gut feeling that says something isn't right. Many have felt the massive influx of energies coming in the last week of January, you know, this first week of January, actually, the last week of December and the first week of January. It started on the 21st of December and started building. And it's like the source itself is pressing down along with the higher dimensions on Earth, bringing everything to the surface. People are getting dizzy, nausea, having headaches, other health challenges, feeling combative, you know, having emotional outbursts. These are all byproducts of this process. Some of it is the negative influences, the collective fear and adverse effects from chemtrails, psychotronics. They're generating, they're really generating a mess as much as they can, but some of it is the body trying to catch up to the new frequencies. So we're going to have to prepare our body, mind, and spirit to meet these challenges. Daily prayer, meditation, walks in nature, drink plenty of clean, fresh water, eat natural, close to the earth. Do whatever you can to detoxify. And, you know, these are all suggestions to get through these times. Find others of like mind and work together. You know, unity is a death knell to the negative agendas. And when you get into disunity, you're actually, you know, creating the chaos and supporting that program. So no matter what color, race, gender, or belief, you know, there's bigger fish to fry. And I want to really explain that. We need to drop the petty bickering and this other division game that's been socially engineered and see the big picture if we're going to survive this, because we are going to have to unify and work together. And it includes everybody, you know, no matter what race or color you are. It includes the police, it includes the fire departments, it includes the politicians that haven't been bought and sold. You know, everybody's going to have to join together and do what's right, you know, for humanity and the earth. You know, it's like, don't judge a book by its cover, because a lot of you share the same ideals. You just need to talk. So anyway, some of my heroes, which are too many to mention during these times, are Stu Peters. I love this guy. He just calls it like it is. And check out the Stu Peters Show and just listen to all of them. Max Egan is another one that's just been calling it out. Candace Owens, I love that woman. She's just amazing. I think she should run for president. Hannity, you know, Tucker, Ingram, and a few others on Fox News, which are finally stepping up to the plate. You know, I loved it when the news anchor said, you know, I was fully vaxxed and still got COVID. The vaccines do not work, so why mandate them? Why subject the children to them, you know, who are literally, according to the CDC, not at risk? The risk is so low. Why would you put them at risk to these crippling, deadly side effects, strokes, heart attacks, you know? They're trying to say this is normal for young athletes and kids to drop, you know, on the fields. It's not normal. You know, hospitals are filling up with the fully vaxxed. Herd immunity is still and always has been our best bet to beat COVID. Dr. Reiner Fulmich, with over, you know, 1,000 lawyers and 10,000 medical experts, are holding the vaccine companies and political leaders accountable for the injuries, death, and genocide with the new Nuremberg trials. And I can't wait to see who ends up on that list. I'd like to make a few suggestions myself. Dr. David Martin is also doing some great work. So look up these guys. Look up Reiner Fulmich and Dr. David Martin, and look at the work they're doing. You know, they have everything you need, you know, to stay in your power and operate within the law. So it's time to rise up, folks. Folks, join the demonstrations. Your future and your children's future depend on it. We're going to have to choose whether we're going to live in abject poverty, food shortages, gas, energy, and supply line shortages, governed by socialist, narcissistic, billionaire eugenicists without any privacy or freedom, or get back to the Constitution, a republic where the power rests in the people. And that's our choice right now. Which way are we going to go? I know which way the higher dimensional beings want us to go. Which way God, Creator, Great Spirit wants us to go. They want us to rise up, you know, and they want the power to rest in the people and for people to take personal responsibility, you know, basically. So anyway, the last thing I wanted to say before we get into the questions, we do have time for questions, which is great. One of the most empowering ways of dealing with unseen negative influences is the healing prayer on the eSETI website. So go to eSETI.org and it says clearing technique, you know, and our healing prayer, and use it often. Meditate and again, create your own strong personal connection and foundation in universal law. You know, Babaji said the best contribution anybody can make is to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life as an example to others. So what we're trying to fix in others is often what we need to fix within ourselves. So anyway, that's the end of the newsletter. I hope you found it enlightening. I don't know. You know, enlightenment means to be in knowledge of the whole enchilada. We can't just say, I'm already in 5D and this doesn't affect me. If you have a physical body, it's going to affect you. So we have to get out of that spiritual ego and realize that, you know, this stuff's real and we need to deal with it. We need to get grounded. On that note, let's go to questions. And Myra, my lovely assistant here, will be reading these questions and I'll do the best to answer them.
All right. Should I go to a healer or a spiritual person that has been vaccinated?
Wow. Yeah. I'm sure you heard that. Basically, you know, what are their guides telling them? I mean, if they had spiritual guidance, they wouldn't have gotten vaccinated. So it's kind of a no-brainer. You know, a lot of people make mistakes and things like that. But I mean, obviously, they weren't paying attention and weren't connecting to their higher self or something else. So, you know, that's personal choice. You know, but to me personally, I wouldn't.
Okay, Gavin, 7 years old, wants to know how the evil aliens disappear when you're looking at them.
Oh, Gavin, yeah, he's a real character. He's like a ball of energy. But, you know, they basically, when you know who you are and you don't get into fear and you come out, you know, as a warrior instead of a warrior, they can't stand it. They just split. You know, they get out of that energy. They don't like to be in that energy.
James, many thanks for all you do. If you were me, what question would you ask? What is important right now? Sending love and light.
Yeah, to me, the most important question right now is, or advice I can give is to, you know, do your meditation time and get out in nature and make your own personal connection with Creator. You know, that's the bottom line, and get your own inner guidance going to get through these times, because there's so much chaos going on and people are rising and falling and tripping. And so we can't depend on external sources anymore.
How can I learn more about universal law?
I talked about it in the newsletter already, but you know, it's basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for everybody. It's living in service to the Creator within all creation, and you know, balance, living a balanced life. And you know, the Constitution is a pretty good example of universal law.
Do you feel that our sleeping DNA will upgrade naturally as we get closer to the photon band?
Yeah, the photon band. We're in the photon band, or belt, or whatever you want to call it. We're moving through a highly energized place in space right now. We've been in it for a while. And it is activating our DNA, and people are becoming more telepathic. You know, when you pick up your phone and you know somebody's thinking of you and calling you, and you already know the call's coming in and things like that. That's becoming natural right now. And that's one of the DNA lines that open up is telepathy. There's other one called direct knowing, where you just know, and that's going to be really rough on politicians and these other guys, because you just know when people are lying, when what they're saying isn't true. There's another line that'll open up that is, there's a salamander gene where you can actually regenerate an arm and things like that. And they use that in the med beds and things of that nature. There's a DNA line that opens up that allows you to see forward in time or back, you know, forward or back in time. And another line where you can actually jump You can jump dimensions. And so all these lines are being activated. Everybody's different and there's different activations happening. So anyway, it's well underway and people are having these experiences. And watch your dream state. You know, people are there's three different types of dreams is the way I was taught. And one is dreams from the higher beings trying to advise you and their healing dreams and things like that. And there's other dreams that are past lives where you're going into past lives and looking at those and past life connections. And there's other dreams that are actually inspired by the negative, you know, which are trying to create, you know, run your energies down and create all kinds of fear and separation and things like that. So it's important to realize what kind of dream you're having, you know, and sit with it and meditate on it and then clear it. You can always clear it.
Right. How do you properly call in lion beings?
I just say like, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. But it actually works. I have a great sense of humor. They're with me all the time. So, and they're with a lot of people. They just don't know it. And so the more you meditate, the more you can connect with them. But there are certain ones that are here that we use. We use Pakal and Iha and Deka, and there's so many of them that are here right now. And they were the protectors of the gods. They protected the Indian gods like Lakshmi and some of the other ones. And I think it's Narasimha is one of them. They've been around for a long time, but they left when the Anunnaki, the ancient Lemurians, when they fell, some fell, some went on and continued to evolve. And when the fallen ones started breaking universal law, the lion beings left as well. They said, we're not participating in this.
Why do ET build bases inside active volcanoes? Is it in order to reduce the amount paid for heating?
I don't think they pay for anything. They've got free energy, you know, fuelless energy. So it's not a problem. But I know like in Popocatépetl, they are descending into the mountain and coming out with lava dripping off them. And then the mountain settles down. We have video of that. I think they're doing a lot of work to settle these mountains down so there's not a tremendous explosion because there's millions of people around that mountain that would be affected. And so they're trying to save as many people as possible. There are caverns and things like that that they exist within. There's the inner earth and things like that. That's all going on. So underneath the ocean, there's massive whole cities underneath the ocean. And so, you know, a lot of things have been preserved that we think are mythological are still preserved in these mass underground facilities.
Hey, James, what percentage of Bigfoot videos on YouTube would you say are authentic? I don't know how you could watch all of them, but.
Believe me, I have watched a lot of Bigfoot videos. you know, as far as being authentic, God, that's a tough one because, you know, here's my belief concerning Bigfoot is that it follows the Native American beliefs that they said, you know, if you want to go out looking for Bigfoot, you'll never find it. But if it wants to, it'll find you. So it's a matter of consciousness, of being respectful. You know, why would you want to go into their territory and take photographs of them and then tell everybody about it? I mean, it's like, would you like somebody following you around, taking pictures of you and telling everybody where you live? You know, how's that work out? You know, it's just like, and so we need to be respectful. You know, I just think, you know, a lot of these shows are interesting, but come on, guys, you know, I go out and meditate, take a flute with you, you know, set your intention and just ask if they're in the area, you know, and they'll respond.
Have you dug out from the many feet of snow you've gotten any Bigfoot tracks in the snow?
You know, I was looking down from my window and I could see some big tracks and I went down there, investigated and they were very wide tracks, not as big as some of the other ones that we see. So I did see some tracks, but it snowed again on top of them. And so they weren't real defined. I would have loved to take in molds, but you know, it's like, but we're, you know, we're still digging out. It's like, we have the driveway clear to, you know, we finally got the driveway cleared, but, we still got to clear the parking and we're still digging. But, some of the other buildings, we're just going to wait till spring.
Can you show that picture?
Yeah, we have a picture of the conference building. You can, you know, I put a little caption on it like, honey, where's the car? Have you seen the car? Because it's kind of a joke because our cars basically disappeared here.
Why are a lot of people pushing the narrative that these beings are fallen angels and this is a year they come back to destroy humanity? Also saying that they are of Satan and serve him for this plan.
What, you mean like all ETs are fallen angels? Or
There's a narrative. Why are...
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a religious program that is limited. That's something I can say. You know, because there's light, there's dark, and there's gray. And some go, it's all dark, you know. And some say it's all light, you know. And there's even gray areas in between. So... there's so much different things going on. It's like the ancient Lyrians, which were the Anunnaki, referred to as an Anunnaki. Well, there was benevolent ones. There was Enki and his clan, and they were benevolent, and they were positive. And then they had Enlil, which was a defeated warrior, and he hated humans. He wanted them gone, you know. So, you know, he was genocidal, basically. And so you have... We've always had these factions, and some call them the gods. You know, there's the all-loving, all-forgiving gods, the benevolent gods of service, you know, and then there's the jealous, wrathful gods that were not so, you know, they were genocidal maniacs, basically. But, you know, that we can't just make everything black and white. It's gray, and we have to know the real history of Earth to understand it. Just like the ETs, you know, you've got the Gray Alliance, you know, you've got the Reptilians, you've got several other factions which are downright nasty. They're negative. And then you have benevolent ones as well. And then you have our ancestors, which are the Pleiadians, which are beautiful beings. You know, in the Bible, they talk about the sweet energies of the Pleiades and the sons of Arcturus and everything else. And these beings are very advanced beings and very loving beings, and they operate under universal law. So there's more to the story. And if you want to rule your life with fear, just see everything as black and white. That's the world you live in. And that's okay if that's what you want to experience. It's a very limited world. But...
What are the seven sisters in the Pleiades? And what is the significance of the number 7 and 12? And what was Mother Mary's lineage? Is she mostly aligned with Pleiades or other groups?
What's the first part of that?
I know that was a lot of questions.
Yeah, I know Mother Mary is very aligned with Pleiades.
So what are the seven sisters in the Pleiades?
Okay. Yeah, the seven sisters refer to the Pleiades. And if you talk to any of the elders, the ones that remember their ancient past, if you talk to the Hawaiian elders, the Cherokee elders, a lot of Native American elders, they all point to the Pleiades, and they said, we came from there. So the last colonies we remember are Atlantis and Lemuria. Those were Pleiadian colonies. And the Pleiadians are offshoots of the ancient Lyrians that left ancient Lyra when they were having disputes and things. And the same thing, the ancient Lyrians before that were here and had colonies. They're underneath the Antarctic right now. They got flash frozen. The ones that didn't get out, but they did leave some ships. They left some ships on the moon and Mars, and I'm trying to think. I think that underneath the Antarctic, and I know Dr. Sala was talking about those are ancient Lyrian ships, and they're activated now because they've returned, and it's a gift, you know. And once we open that gift, we're going to really propel. We're going to take a quantum leap, you know, in consciousness and energy. And that gift needs to be shared with the world.
What was Mother Mary's lineage? Did
you go through? Mother Mary had ancient Lyrian genetics from Lyra. And again, the Lyrians were split. They were the Anunnaki. They were benevolent ones and not so benevolent. They might be referred to as the fallen angels or the wrathful gods, you might say. But she was ancient Lyrian. She was on the positive side, and the ancient Lyrians are the Pleiadians, and so she's tied into the Pleiadians, the ancient Lyrians, and genetically. And when she was pregnant, now this is a story right now. When she was pregnant, and Joseph said, "I will not marry this woman. I haven't known her. I haven't laid with her, you know, and she's pregnant." So, and then this spirit appears to him, you know, Gabriel, I think it was, appeared to him and said, "You know, this is our child. This is God's child. You'll rear him as your own." I'm not saying it exactly the way they said it. And he goes, "Yes, sir," you know. And so anyway, so we have to ask, was this being that appeared to Joseph, was he terrestrial? He wasn't. He was extraterrestrial. And so he was from a whole different dimension. His genetics, along with her pure genetics from ancient Lyra, created the vehicle for Jesus to incarnate. And he came from the seventh density before he incarnated, which is the plane of bliss. He was done. He had already transcended any need for physical reality, or he was finished. He was off the wheel and in the seventh dimension, the plane of bliss. And he came in from there, and that's, he laid his life down when he took on that body. And what a sacrifice, you know, to come from there to incarnate and bring a new covenant, which is the covenant of an all-loving, all-forgiving God, and that God is within you, the temple is within. And we miss that teaching, and that's been distorted, you know, throughout the years. Anyway, but everything he taught was empowering. It was about for all of us to make our own personal connection with Creator. And, you know, he said, "You will do greater works than I, for I go on to the Father." He goes, "I'm leaving. You can all do what I did," you know, so. But that's a really good question. But the Pleiades, the Pleiadians coming in now, people mistakenly call them angels. You wouldn't really know the difference. They're so loving and so beautiful, the beings. You know?
So do you feel that our body is the last temple? Our DNA is our last temple?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of research coming out, and there. Look it up. But the name of the Creator God of this universe is I think it's Yod-Heh-Vod-Heh or something like that. Yod-Heh-Vod-Heh. I'm not exactly sure how to say it. But, you know, people just call him Yahweh. And Yahweh was the all-loving, all-forgiving God, you know, that Jesus aligned himself with. And it's actually written into our DNA, which tells you exactly why these satanic Luciferian groups are trying to alter our DNA, you know, with this mRNA vaccines and things like that. So we need to take a look at that. You know, they're invading the temple, and this is our temple. And so they're destroying the temple.
James, how was astral travel different from your NDE, or was it the same? Do they both feel the same to you?
No, astral travel is in your astral body, and your astral body is a lower level, and there's a lot of things in the astral level you want to avoid. And if you get into the etheric body, the next body up, you're in your blue body, which is your whole and healthy, perfect self. And you want to align with that more and work in that one. The body I was in was my 7D body, which is the God body, you might say. Like, so I was in the seventh dimension, the plane of bliss. And you're unique yet one at the same time. So you still have it's hard to explain. You still know who you are, but you're one with this greater consciousness and energy, this light. And you can't explain. There's no words to explain. It's so blissful. It's so loving. There's no judgment. It's just beyond imagination. But, and I've gone the back and forth, and I've gone beyond that. I've gone into up to the 13th dimension and experienced some of those beings, which are here now. You know, we have a lot of 9th and 11th and 13th dimensional beings. They're helping with the earth. And this is huge. I mean, what has come in is so huge. It's unfathomable. It can't be stopped. And the people that are trying to stop this are just, their karma is being accelerated. They're going to be in a world of hurt if they continue on that path.
Do you think the terrible storms Washington is experiencing for the last couple weeks, month, are a result of weather warfare. Harp? I mean, Inslee has a few friends and more enemies.
Yeah, Inslee's got quite a few enemies right now. But yeah, I would not be surprised. I mean, there's definitely major chemtrail activity going on. That's geoengineering. I'm sure they've been using HARP and other technologies to create, you know, doing weather wars and things like that. And it's not just our country doing it. There's China's doing it, and other countries as well have this technology. So Russia has it, you know. So, you know, we need to stop playing, you know. You know, somebody's going to flip the wrong switch and it's not going to be well. But a lot of that's being taken out. It's still active right now. It's not done yet. I always tell people when the chemtrails stop, we have our country back or our planet back. As long as you got chemtrails, we don't have our planet back.
What are the ascension symptoms presently? Could fluctuating blood pressure be one of the symptoms?
Yeah, definitely. This has to be our last question because we're out of time. But, you know, I've got 8:55.
Okay.
But anyway, what's your say? 8:55. Yeah. So we just got 5 minutes. Not, we only have 5 minutes. But anyway, yeah, we talked about the cosmic energy alert, and people are, it's, you know, heart attack, strokes, fluctuations in the blood pressure, all that stuff comes with these alerts. And so when we have a massive solar flare or coronal mass ejection that has people who are really constricted in the heart are having really problems dealing with this energy coming in. And so we need to, you know, I love that saying, I let go, I let God, you know, just like, okay, I'm a being of non-resistance, and ask for help, invite healing, invite help to help us get through. Yeah, I like it. You know, they say there's no atheist in the foxhole. And it's the same thing when you're having a heart attack here, you're not an atheist anymore. And there's a lot of people converting, you know, and not to the religious gods, you know. You know, go to the one, the creator, you know, the omnipresent creator within all creation. You know, it's multidimensional. It's in all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And you access it here through the heart. You know, your soul sits right there and the soul's connected. So, I mean, that's the main thing. But anyway, it looks like we're hitting the end of the hour. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. I'm doing my best to educate people, to awaken people. I know we're probably going to, some people are going to love this show, some people are going to hate it, you know, but that's all right. We still love you. So anyway, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. You know, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and we'll get through this. And don't play all these division games. You know, there's bigger fish to fry. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night. We'll be right back.